XXBuzzle.com presents. Do you like sex? Do you like muscle? Of course you do. This is Sex and Muscle Radio with your hosts, Juan Romano and Dave Palumbo.
Welcome to another episode of Sex and Muscle Radio. I'm Dave Palumbo here with my co-host, John Romano. We're in the studio with another special guest today. John, last week's Rhonda Lee Quaresma interview got quite the response from the RX Muscle forums, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
That was, I have to admit, John, that was probably the most risque interview I've ever done in my life, and probably the most risque responses I've ever received from a person.
Risque in what way? Just because she was in here prancing around naked, showing us everything? Is that count? Or were they, subject matter?
The nudity really didn't throw me that much, because we've seen nudity before, you know. I just go to a bodybuilding show and watch them all get spray tanned and... in the tents, you know.
I seem to miss all of that. I don't know how come.
You're always, I don't know, someplace else.
I always hear about it after the fact, about all these hot women running around naked.
You get there when the guys are there with the socks
with
on.
The sock on. The Red Hot Chili Pepper album cover.
Right. Exactly. But no, the truth is, the subject matter really blew my mind. I was shocked at the honesty of Rhonda and the fact that she is or was an escort. It's been doing it for 10 years, and she does porno, and that she's, you know, her whole porno point of view is to try to find out, try to do one scene of every possible combination of things that she could possibly do. That was mind-bogglingly honest, I think, coming from her.
And the honesty is what really, you know, I think what we promote anyway, Dave.
Sure.
So, you know, to have a guest, you know, sort of profess the honesty about which that she does is kind of like would be, you know, normal for us. So, and I think all of our guests have been pretty honest. We just have never had one that was out there.
Well, this one, or one that liked you so much.
Well, you know, how can you blame a girl for liking me, man? I mean, come on.
Now, what's going on? I know all the RX Muscle fienders out there are probably wondering, did you close the deal? Are you hooking up with her? I know she emailed me a couple times to get your email address.
If and when the occurrence happens, I will give a full report.
Really? You will? She probably won't mind. She might even give it for us.
She might actually join us on the phone.
That's right.
Until, you know, anything is just supposition up until it happens. So.
You know what it will do? If you do close the deal, you won't tell us at all, because what we'll do is we'll get her back here in the studio, and then we can reveal all the, you know, I can get both sides, you know, because if I only get your side, I get the true story. I know she's going to tell me the truth.
Dave, far be it for me to lie about something so precious as reproductive process.
Yeah. Well, we have a very special guest in the studio, a favorite of mine, actually. Known her for a number of years. I know you've known her for a number of years. The one and only and new IFBB pro, relatively new IFBB pro in the last 2 years, Cassandra Floyd.
Hey.
Hello.
Great dresser, too.
Yeah, she came into the studio with a very, very nice outfit on.
She's always swanked out.
I'm trying to describe it. I guess that would be a purple. Is that?
We got fishnets. We got fishnets.
Fishnet stockings.
Gold, bronzish kind of spikes.
Hair done up, makeup on, and everything.
Same sort of hues of all colors.
Very sexy.
Very good.
Definitely in that stereotype of the attractive female bodybuilder.
And definitely in the sort of flavor of Sex and Muscle Radio.
Definitely, without a doubt. Yeah. Now, Cassandra, just let me throw a little something out there to you. Why do you think we invited you here for Sex and Muscle Radio? What was your take on that whole invitation?
Actually, I was a little shocked, but people may not think that I'm into the sex. I really believe I do have sex appeal, and I have the muscle, and I do promote myself on my website. I do have a site that's semi-porn on my site. So
semi-erotic.
Yes, definitely.
Well, let's just call it what it is. I mean, you're like out there. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm out there.
You're out there.
Yes. Different levels, but I'm out there.
But not with any. You do girl stuff, right?
I have done girl, yes.
And on film.
On film, yes.
Moving film.
Yes.
That's usually what film implies.
Film is as in still pictures.
Well, those would be pictures.
Both.
No, that would be film.
That would be digital images.
Like, well, now these days it would be digital images, and you know, you're forgetting who you're talking to, a dinosaur over here.
Let's just go back a little bit and get a little clarification, a little history on you.
Okay.
When did you get into the whole bodybuilding industry?
Bodybuilding, I started in 89. Yes, I started in 89 from NPC. I went to the NPC from 89 to 91.
Right.
My last show in 91 was the Junior USAs. I came in third as a lightweight. Okay. Wow. So I left the NPC and went to an all natural organization.
You disappeared for a while.
I did. For almost 12.
That many years, wow.
Yes. I was there from 92 to 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I came back to the NPC in 2003 and just been going back and forth to the Team Universe from 2003
until
to 2008.
So you won it last year.
Exactly.
Now, what made you leave the NPC to begin with?
Back then, it was issues, you know, it was drug issues. There was a lot of women doing their thing, and I just chose... Personally, that's something that I didn't want to do. Right. Okay. Right. So I left there and went to an organization where I knew they were doing some kind of testing.
Right.
And which they did. I was tested for 13 years. Mm. One of their pros. And so that got to be old. And so I wanted more exposure because with that organization, there was a lot of, they want to control you, so to speak, who you take photos with. You can't be in different magazines.
They kick you out, right, if you do photos with someone
else? With another organization or magazine besides their magazine. Mm. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. First off, I'm not getting paid, hardly nothing.
Isn't that ironic when they only take pictures and you're not even getting paid?
Yeah. That, you know.
It's good you got thrown out.
So therefore, you know what? I said, screw this. I'll give up a pro card and let me go to the NPC where there's more fans. Fan base is great. Mm. And so that's why I went back to the NPC.
So in reality, you have two pro cards, really.
Yes, I do. Yes, that is correct.
It's pretty interesting.
Yes.
Now, how did the whole sexual tinge of your whole marketing campaign begin?
Well, it started back in like 95, 96. My boyfriend I was dating at the time, he noticed that, you know, first, you know, my aspiration in the beginning before bodybuilding was basically doing modeling.
Right.
Modeling and tennis was my thing.
Oh, you were a tennis player?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So those two things were my thing. And when I met him in Raleigh, North Carolina, he was like pushing me, you know, either I'm going to push you, you'll come back to New York with me, we can get you in to do some photo prints and all that kind of stuff. Or with the bodybuilding, he goes, you know what? A lot of women I know, I heard about them doing their websites. There's some money in it. You know, you want to get paid somehow.
Well, that's when the website things first started, that was big, you know.
Yeah,
website memberships and everything like that, right?
Exactly. So that's where I began with him. He started taking photos with me because we were, you know.
Who was this, your boyfriend?
Yes, my boyfriend at the time. He was taking, you know, photos nude. We were doing photos always.
Was that for each other?
For each other, yes. Yes.
How did you first get the idea, let's throw one online?
Well, because, you know, I've always been comfortable with my sexuality. And you know, I'm just somewhat of an exhibitionist.
Aren't all you women bodybuilders?
Well, most of them.
To varying degrees.
Well, to varying degrees. Right. But you know what? My thing was more of the artistic part of it, okay? So it started out artistic. And then artistic wasn't enough because, you know what? Everybody's artistic. So, you know, we've got to take it to another level.
You got to keep one-upping yourself because people want to see more.
Yes, by all means. So it started out as artistic photos. And I'm like, you know, this is not good. You know, it's not too good. I said, so we may had a conversation. Let's go to this level. As long as you're doing my pictures, I don't care. We can do it. So that's how it all started.
You know, it's like you're doing for other people. You're doing what he was doing.
He was doing all my, at the time, yes, he was doing all my photos.
And like, what would you do in these pictures?
Basically masturbation.
Okay, so you were doing explicit type
stuff.
Yes,
I was. Yes, now, and I was comfortable. Yes.
Was this at the same time sort of paralleling what Muscle Elegance was doing, Denise Messina?
I found one of her magazines, I think back in 99, 2000, and my boyfriend at the time bought the magazine over and said, look, they looking for models. Mm-hmm. So why don't you send your photo and to her, you know, to get more exposure, mm-hmm. you know, because I, you know, I was little.
You appeared in there a few issues, right?
Yeah, several issues I've been in. And so therefore, I met her at one of the NPC shows. I don't know if maybe it was in one of the Olympia, one show in New York.
Right.
And she was at the table. I had my photos, gave them to her less than a week later. You know, we talked at the table, talked in depth more the following week, and right. then she brought me in to do a photo shoot.
Well, you're hot. Of course they're yeah. like, probably, she was probably looking at chops. She's thinking, holy mackerel, this girl's going to make me a lot of money, you know? How much did you get paid for doing the Denise Messina thing? Does she pay well?
Yeah, Denise okay. does. And I must say, top to bottom, very, very professional. The two of them, you know, her husband at the time, very hard work. You work. There's no play. Mm-hmm. Definitely, you know, most you may hear stories of this and that, but very professional people, I must say.
I heard they have some really serious good makeup artists, too.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So now, you were, when I used to see you and Denise at the table together selling your pictures, that's because you guys had actually formed some kind of alliance
at that point.
Were you independent, or had you become...
Mainly independent.
You were independent, but you're sort of like under the umbrella of Muscle
Elegance. Exactly.
But you have your own website and you have your own...
That is correct,
so
yes.
So you do work outside of Muscle Elegance?
By all means. I've been on several people's sites.
But on your own. I mean, what I'm saying, you promote yourself.
By all means, yes. Right. I do a lot of my own. I mean, I pay for my own stuff to be out there also.
When did you start doing video?
I would say about 2000, 2001, mm-hmm. I started doing the video.
Oh, so that's a long time ago.
Yes, 2000, 2001, I started doing video.
That was the video explicit, like, you know, as like the pictures were?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When I was working with them back in, because I started with them 2001, and off and on we would shoot, and I shoot with the girls. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they were explicit. But my own videos, no, I haven't shot any with the girls. But only when working with people, right. I have.
But so they're like masturbation videos,
With the girl on girl,
or just you?
Me myself is all masturbation tapes. Right, right. There are all masturbation.
Now
tapes.
Is that like? Do you use like? Dildos,
toys. I've used anal beads.
So you do everything.
Yes,
much.
I do.
But you don't do guys on film.
No, definitely not.
No.
Okay.
Well, now why do you draw that line?
I just have, that's not an interest. I mean, you know, starting out, it's not something, you know, everyone have their level. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know what? I know what I'm good at. Not say I'm not good with being with a guy, but this is what I like for me, mm-hmm. The masturbation tapes, which works for me. I mean, I never wanted to do them with men. Mm-hmm. Never had an eye, you know.
And what makes you good at doing these masturbation tapes?
Because I'm into my body.
Hmm.
I know me. I can.
Well, like, how do you start off? What do you do? Like, what do you do?
Well, it starts with a mental thing. Mm-hmm. It has to be up here first, you know. And if you are into your body, you know, I can just start thinking about something. I go off and start thinking, and then I'm getting hot just thinking about
thoughts. So you actually get off when you do these videos?
You're not
faking it?
No, I don't fake.
Really?
No.
Now, what about the girl-girl scenes? You're doing full-on lesbian sex scenes.
Right.
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 So now, are those are ones that you do just with Muscle Elegance, or are you doing
Muscle only? No, Muscle Elegance, and I've done anything explicit has been with Muscle Elegance, and then off films, not as explicit as mm-hmm. Muscle Elegance.
Right. When you say explicit with Muscle Elegance, like what were you doing? Like the most outrageous things, I guess.
I don't.
Were you going down on each other?
Yeah,
girls?
I would say going down. There was no. I haven't worn a strap on, even though I've been asked. But yeah. I don't know. Just something. I'm not into strap ons.
Right.
That's something I'm
so
not.
You know
into.
Where you like to go, and that's
yeah,
where you go.
Yeah, I have my limits, and they ask me, "Is this something you want to do?" I mm-hmm. say yes or no, and that's how we usually do it.
Now, are you into women on you know in real life, or is that just for film?
No, only for film.
That's what Rhonda said.
I totally love men.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say.
No, I understand. Yeah. I mean, I'm a good actress, but I have never been into women. I'm, right. You know, honestly speaking, never have.
You said you didn't fake it before. So what about with women? Do you get off on them with them doing stuff to you, or you? Doing stuff to them?
I have to say, you know, I'm just acting.
Okay.
I'm being
with the
real.
Women. When you're with the
when
women,
when I'm with the women, okay. yes. I have to say, so I'm acting.
See, I would have to watch a solo video of hers because now that I know that she's faking it, I wouldn't be able to watch it with another girl. Whereas some guys don't care,
right?
They just want to see her tongue wherever they want to see it, and that's enough for them.
Now, how do you?
Well, I brought some with me, so
I'll
Jeff
get a.
Now, are you paid for these? Are you doing these sort of as an independent, creating your own, or are you actually paid? paid, hired to do these scenes?
I'm hired to do it.
So you're hired, and do you, and is it a buyout? And is it a buyout, or do you get residual?
No,
or
buyout mostly.
Total buyout.
Yes, so total buyout.
What can you expect to be paid for a basic lesbian love scene?
Well, I wouldn't want to disclose.
Well, for those aspiring actresses out there,
$1,000?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
Then all right, then,
definitely.
That's worth
definitely.
It. Is that a full day's work, or is it over the course? Are you talking about a movie or a scene?
A scene. Well, we can have, like, in a day, there could be like a scene that I can shoot maybe less than 10 minutes.
Wow, that's good money.
Yeah.
So you can make over $1,000 for less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then if they call in, if there's something for me, like if they have a script or something, they may need me the next day. But it only takes 10-20 minutes to shoot.
Well, you know, we do do our own little videos at RX Muscle. we don't do porn videos, but we do like funny videos.
Right.
You know? What if we like had to hire you to do a scene, like, you know, to seduce like Jeff the producer or something like that on camera? Would you, are you available for like acting gigs like that? not nude. As an extra,
I can do all that. Right. But as long as it's on the weekend, I work, I'm a corporate woman, so.
Oh, so you're corporate. What do you do during the week?
I'm a director of government sales for the past 13 years for a Canon dealer in Manhattan. So that's why my life is kind of complicated to get everything in.
Now, how do you? Yeah. No pun intended. But and how do you separate that? Do you ever worry that the people on the corporate side are going to find out about the other side?
I compartmentalize everything in my life.
No, what
just
about them is what I'm talking
thing.
About.
Same thing. I'm all about business from 9:30 to 6.
She's so good, they don't even care.
Seriously, the last 13 years with the company, maybe only two vendors may know that, I have a website.
Mm-hmm. But has anyone in your company ever said, hey, what's
my
this?
My boss totally, even from the time I started working for him, he was told.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't keep anything from him.
Right,
This is my life. This is what I do. And he says, "Look, as long as it's not interfering with your job, your work here. Obviously, not. I'm there 13 years, and very successful at what I'm doing." So,
you're cleaning up pretty much then.
I'm doing good.
And she's single, John. So she's definitely got a lot of money. She's not supporting any slackers.
No,
that's for sure.
I don't believe in that. Independent woman.
But she does like men, and you are single though, right?
Yes, I'm dating someone.
Oh,
I just started seeing someone recently.
Okay. So you're not available then?
It's not something in stone right now.
So maybe she's available.
I just basically started. I mean, I got out of a year relationship.
She got a job, John. This is you should have a conversation with her when she's out there, right? A successful woman.
I just started seeing someone about almost 3 months. So we'll see where it goes.
And do you prefer black men or white men?
I dated mostly Caucasian men for the last 20 years. I have.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah,
what'd you off topic here, not to be, no pun intended. What'd you think, your brother win in his pro card this year? Pretty exciting, huh?
Ecstatic. Static.
You guys were both going nuts, huh?
Static.
But back to back, she won last year.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Both Team Universe.
Well, you were much better dressed when he won than you.
Well, he was in the show when she won, too.
I'm telling you, I saw her outside of the...
Oh, she had a great outfit.
Oh, my God.
Now, when do you buy clothes like that? I mean, I've never seen
you
clothes that
buy clothes like that. You would have to grow them, or you have to make them.
I have some people in the city. They get Miss Floyd. We have something for you. Come and look at it.
I'm like, they really? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's got a good job.
Yes.
She can afford that stuff, Shannon. Yeah. Do you spend a lot on clothing and keeping yourself well kept?
I do.
So you spoil yourself.
I most certainly do. Yes.
For you.
That's a pattern we've seen with a lot of these the girls in this industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really
spend the money on themselves.
Yeah, well, but they also take very good care of themselves.
It takes money to take care of yourself.
That's right. That's right. And I'm not going to even ask you your age unless you want to volunteer that.
But 43.
Yeah, she's 43.
Wow.
Can you believe it? She doesn't look a day over like 29. So I don't know how. She's got that the good genetics. You know, she's got the Linda Woodhite genetics.
Yes.
Probably when she's 60, she's going to be hot.
Exactly. I hope I do, actually.
Now, how long do you see yourself doing this kind of this porn
You know, something I say to myself, long as I keep myself in shape, you know, I, you know, whatever makes me happy, if I want to put it down, I'll put it down. But right now, I could go probably another, you know, I could say 10 years if I want, probably. But not saying I will, but, you know, my longevity, I could see myself for 10 years.
Do you find that your fans like it better when you're in contest shape or when you're a little off season like you are now?
It's a variation of both. You have the, you know, the hard diehard fans that like, okay, they like me better in bodybuilding, but usually, so, you know, personally, do I like always being that way? No, I like looking just like I am now, to be honest with you.
So you like yourself better off season?
Yes, yes.
Now, why both channels? How come you obviously have a successful corporate career,
right?
You know, that's been successful for 13 years. You have benefits. You have all of that that goes with that.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's on one side. Now you have this other, you know, sort of thing on the other side. Obviously successful in that realm too.
Right.
You seem to be doing an awful lot. Is it because you like the money so much, or is it a challenge to keep both going? Why do you do both when you could just as easily do one and not the other?
Well, one is hand in hand. You know, I would say one structurally, you know, on one hand, you know, it's stressful on my job because it's all about numbers. I'm in head of the department, and to go home or train and then go to the bodybuilding, that's like my relaxing time to not think about things. And, you know, money is okay, but I think I like the two different lifestyles.
So you don't even really do it for the money, is what you're saying?
Not with the, you know, it's like my out spending money, yes, on the other end with the, you know, the porn and stuff. Yeah. That's my get off, so to speak, you know. And I would say also, you know what, the women are not getting paid nothing.
No, we know that.
Okay, yeah, so therefore, you know what? I'm going to get something. If I'm spending my money, I'm going to get my money back somehow. I'm always thinking about my dollars. So therefore, I mean, you know, you got to one has to balance the other.
You know what it is? The sexes are spending money, John. That's exactly
what it is.
Basically,
yes.
She wants to pamper herself and buy herself nice stuff, so she rationalizes it. I'll do this stuff, and that'll pay for that stuff.
Well, that's how I look at it.
And the real bills are paid for with a real job.
There you go. She's smart. Basically, that's how it is. It's
a rationalization.
It is.
Because if you didn't do the porn stuff and make that money, you probably wouldn't go buy all the extravagant outfits for yourself.
I would not. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. What a sin it would be if you didn't. The world would be a much more miserable place.
Do you ever do sessions or anything like that, like some of these girls do?
You know what? I have to say no.
No.
I get tons over the years, tons of guys wanting me to do sessions, and I have never done a session. So, I can say so.
So you don't like the whole interaction with people?
No, I do not.
You like this almost like from afar type of voyeurism.
Arms length.
I am a total, I love voyeurism. Yes, that's me.
Do you do webcam?
No. That's a little bit too personal for me, I would say.
What an incredible cross-section of women we have here on this show. We have the sort of encompassing.
Boundaries. They have different boundaries.
They have different, right. They all sort of exist in the same realm, but with all these different boundaries that create this kind of uniqueness, you know, to each of them. You know, we have some that do sessions, some that don't do sessions, video, no video. You know,
if someone wanted to contract you, let's say like Jeff had a fantasy that they wanted to see you dressed as Big Bird, you know, and climbing a tree.
You're dressed just fine. No need for a freaking Big Bird to cover up anything. Thank you.
And he wants to see you climb a tree and you know, masturbate in the tree. Can he pay you?
Dave's coming up with some
would there be a certain amount of money that you would charge him to do that? Would you do that?
Charge a lot, because I don't even want to put you through that. You
know. The thing is, it's not Jeff that wants any of it. It can only come out of the mind of the man who created it.
He's just using Jeff.
He's using Jeff as a medium to expound upon this demented. I'm just giving an example. If someone wants a certain video.
I would have to say no.
Okay.
You wouldn't be surprised at the things I've been asked to do over the years.
Sure. I don't think we'd be surprised.
You know, but no, I would. And the reason why I say that, see, that's the beauty of being independent. You have something else to fall back on. And I know that a lot of women get into things because they need the money.
Right.
You know, I get people asking me something like, no, I don't want to do that. I mean, and I can easily say that because, you know what? I don't need the money. And that's not something, you know, I'm not into.
Yeah, but so what are you into? In other words, what would be something that you would do?
The only thing I've done, you know, I work for a company and I've done like when they had bar mitzvahs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
More than music. I've been hired and I have to be hired by a company. I will not anyone, you know, personal stuff I won't do.
So you'd like to do something for established
exactly.
companies.
Only
there,
established
like Denise or films
you,
or
you
Brian.
You have to be established.
Do you work for Brian Moss at all?
Yes. Okay. I work for Brian also. So basically with me, you got to be established. I don't see people through emails and like you come and do this for me, you know. I just don't do that.
Right. Well, you're a corporate woman, so
yeah,
you can't be
doing
that.
Right.
Now over the years you've come in contact with a great many women who are involved in one form or another of this sort of profession.
Right.
And many of them are eaten up by the dynamic of what they're doing, and they get into drugs and alcohol and all kinds of destructive lifestyle choices. How do you maintain a very straight, professional, clean, you know,
balance
to your life without, you know, falling off the edge?
First off, I know what pays the bills, and that's my job, my corporate world. So am I going to do anything to jeopardize that? Definitely not. That's more important to me than the little things that goes on in the bodybuilding world. I have to tell you that. So I'm pretty level-headed. You know, I'm always thinking the ramification of things that I do in my life, you know, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what snaps me back to reality right quick.
Well, you know, it is, she doesn't have to depend on this for her salary, John, whereas a lot of these girls don't want to work.
Right.
So they do this as their sole income.
And that's where they come into a lot of issues and problems, basically, you know?
And they wind up doing stuff that they really don't want to do, but they're like, the money is good, and they got no other money coming in. We're in
Unfortunately,
a
bad, that's right? how it is. That's the life. That is their life, you know?
Have you seen girls that you've worked with that you're like, holy mackerel, this girl's
all the time.
Shot,
yes.
You know,
yeah,
she's in trouble.
Yeah, I do. Really. I feel bad for them, but that's where it comes in. You can get so caught up in this bodybuilding world that you seem to lose sight of what's the real deal, what the real world is, what's happening in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Because you put yourself so far out there, you can't go to the corporate world or anywhere else and get a decent job.
Mm-hmm.
So I see these girls, I'm like, oh my God, you know, they were one way this time and then 5 years later and like, whoa, you know, and they're just caught up. You get caught up.
Sure. But you're lucky. I think I have to say you're very lucky because a lot of jobs would not be tolerable of what you do.
Well, you know, that's the key.
You found the right job.
Well, you know something? I used to work at the headquarters. Canada's a Japanese company, by the way. So, you know, I'm working for Japanese people.
They're very conservative.
Conservative. Yeah. And I'm very conservative. Mm-hmm. You want, I mean, when I'm in my, you know, work clothes, you don't really know that Cassandra's a bodybuilder, and you may look at her calves, or I'm all the time mostly covered, you know.
Right.
So I keep it under wraps. I really do.
But you're not extreme anyway. You look like you could be a track and field athlete.
Well, I did that too.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Did it all.
But no, I really keep it under wraps, and it's, you know, it's just that, you know, working for this company since going in down in North Carolina in '90. With the Japanese people, you know, first off, you know, muscles and black. Okay, so
muscles, black, and porn.
You know, but they never knew about that.
Yeah.
Those are things that I have been able to keep under wraps, and it's been working.
Well, you said your boss now knows.
He knew since the day I started in '96 with him.
Okay,
I laid it out. You know,
How did that go? How did that?
I'm sure she didn't tell me that she did the extent of the porn.
No,
she did.
I would like to know what this conversation was like.
No, I told him that, you know, this is. You know, he knew that I was a bodybuilder.
Is he Japanese, the guy?
No, he's a Jewish guy.
probably one of the guys that goes on
site job.
Has five memberships under assumed names.
Oh, really? You do that, really? Oh.
He's like, please don't stop.
we'll hire you to just keep doing it.
You know, but, you know, I told him, you know, what's involved, and he goes, Cassandra, you know what? When you're here at Beta, you do your job. And basically, you know, I explained what could go on, you know, and he goes, you know, this is your life. As long as you work, you do your work. That's all I care about. You making money for me, you know, and which over 13 years, I have to say that only two of my vendors really know. If they know, they don't know if to talk about it, but no, a couple of vendors only know.
Who's the, of all the girls you've worked with, who's like the most out there in terms of, you know, her sexuality?
I worked with Melissa.
That well.
Yes, yes.
She is aggressive, as some of the other girls say?
Well, between her and, oh God, what is her name? Not McPherson. McLaughlin?
Okay.
What is her first name? She is something McLaughlin. Lynn McCrossin.
Oh, McCrossin.
Yeah.
Lynn McCrossin.
Yeah. I have to say, yes, the two of them, definitely.
Yeah, they're into it. I heard that Melissa's so like sweet and unassuming. I heard with other girls, she's like, boom, goes right for you.
Well, although I have to say, recently I did a bondage thing with Monica Martin. I mean, it was with For All Femmes.
Yeah.
She's quite an aggressor, too.
Oh, she is.
Oh, yeah.
So you always play the submissive usually in these things?
You know something? It was first time. It was the first time for everything.
Really?
I have to say that because I'm such an alpha. I mean, I am.
You are. Even with other girls?
Yes.
And tell us what happened in this S&M scene you did.
She did the, I guess I was her slave. I'm on the floor kissing her boots and her
And what were you wearing?
Some like leather booty shorts, a bustier, and thigh high boots, stilettos. That's what I was wearing.
That's a nice outfit.
And she was dressing her mask, the spike mask and all that. You know, she had that get up going, you know.
I gotta stop the story for a second. You know my friend Anthony DeRezza who died?
Yeah.
Great friend of mine, obviously, and may he rest in peace, but he used to wear this executioner mask like with the spike on it too, and he used to go to this club like with the head S&M night, you know, up in Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh,
I said, you used to wear that because he looked like a lunatic to begin with. He's like, oh yeah, the girls love it. Yeah, there's people that really get off on that. Yeah. So what did she make you do to her in this film?
I was kissing her breast, licking her boots, kissing her ass, and
I mean literally kissing her ass.
Yeah,
her naked ass.
Yes. Yes, okay. I was.
A little ass play there, John.
Yes.
You like that?
Best.
And what else? Did you go down all over the place over there?
I didn't go down on her.
Okay.
Basically, I was licking her stomach, you know, or her belly area.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, not too many times off films have a lot of that explicit stuff
going
on.
It's more of a tease,
I would say, with them.
Are you ever involved in doing that? And you say, you know, you're not into women, you're into men, and you're involved in one of these femme things, and it's gotten to a point where you're just not digging it, and you're thinking to yourself, what the fuck am I doing here? And do you ever want to just stop and walk out, or how do you just get yourself through it if you're not feeling it?
Well, you know something, I'm the type of person like, okay, I'm here to do a job. I was hired to be here to do it. And I have to be comfortable with that person also. So I haven't, you know, I have to be comfortable with the person.
You got to be a little into girls to do this. I'm not buying this whole thing.
Yeah.
You're not into girls at all.
I'm dead serious. I am. You guys don't know me, but, right. You know, like I say, I've never had this thing for women. No, I mean,
yeah, but how do you? I mean, you've gone to places that,
right.
You
know,
that John and I would go to, but not right. Most other girls wouldn't go to. Who are straight, and
well, you know. that's not true because you know, I my thing is okay. This is an acting part. I'm
but
doing.
Your tongue is in the pussy.
I mean, remember what Andrew Dice Clay said about guys being gay?
Yeah,
he's like, if you suck dick, you're gay.
But I don't know.
You're getting it sucked. If you're gay,
yeah. I mean, but know. That's the whole thing. I don't. You know, I don't know. I for some reason I just block it out and do it.
It's stuck.
Okay. You know, so I have to say so.
So the money's good then. So now, how does one of these arrangements sort of how are they made? I mean, you're hired.
Well, this is the thing. When they call me up, you know, they, you know, mostly I have to say that I've only done the girl thing with Denise Messino.
Okay.
And there are only, you know, like I say, three girls, I will tell you, that I've done, you know, explicit. Yes. So very, very limited.
Who's that, Melissa?
No, actually Denise, Nuri, and what's she's a lady out of Canada. I can't think of her name. But it may be her. I can't think of her name now. But only like three girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, I've been hired to do several.
Right.
I've done several. Girl. but explicit only with Denise. But I have done things with girls, you know, but not as explicit.
Once you do Denise, though, you might as well have done everyone, right?
Yes. Yes.
What are you trying to say, Dan?
Now, Denise is, you know, that's top notch.
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah.
It's Blaine Young, you know.
Top of the heap.
Yes.
Now, are there women we would not work with if you were hired to say, look, listen, we have a, you know, call today for
girl scene.
Yeah, do you have a no list?
There are some names. I don't, you know, want to.
I'm not asking you.
Yes, there have been names. I, like, she goes, this person, you know, you'll be working with this person. I said, no, that's okay.
Now, what would be the reason why you wouldn't want to work with someone?
Because I really don't trust, you know what? It has to be a trusting thing. Okay.
It's an internal vibe?
Internal vibe, and you know something? I hear a lot of stories, and maybe, you know, I'm wrong for judging people, but when I hear some crazy shit, I'm like, oh, hell no. I don't go nowhere near that.
Diseases, my safety.
You know, right. That's number uno. Mm-hmm. More than anything, that's one of the reasons why I don't want to go down.
Right.
Well, on different women.
You ever go around? You ever with a woman? And you got to do a scene, and some girl just like didn't like smell right down there, and you just like.
I'm like, I got a problem. Next.
Yes.
Did you cut?
Have you had a scene like that?
Yes.
Really, you did. Holy mackerel!
No wait, no. That's not even the funny part.
What happened next?
I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I did.
Did you? So you went to the bathroom?
Yes, I said I gotta get up. I mean,
you
I used
said,
excuse.
To the bathroom or a washcloth.
I'm like, seriously. You know, that's so important, hygiene.
Yeah,
what do you do? When you came out of the bathroom,
I just said, you know, I went to her and I said, I don't know if I can do this part. Can we do it tomorrow? And I went and told the person that I'm working
with. The director,
yeah. Yeah, I said, this is the reason why.
Were they laughing?
Yeah. I thought I was crazy. But they you know, they said, that's you. That's you, Cassie. You're honest. Yeah. I'm like, I can't do that.
And did you ever wind up doing the scene with them after that?
Yeah, the following day after I think maybe they said something to the girl.
You know what? If I was going to do porn, okay, which I have no intention to ever do, I would be immaculately clean.
Right?
Because I would want everyone to say, man, he smells great. Yeah, that guy is unbelievable.
I would want nothing but 10 right? more, you know, 10 points.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, when you do those scenes, do you... you know, clean yourself up pretty
by
well?
By all means. Actually, I'm like hairless anyway, so I have a problem, like you know, with body hair.
Right. That's the only like girls would have hair down there either.
No, definitely okay. not.
So you shave everything clean, you take a bath?
I've been shaving since age 15, so right. I make sure.
So you stay clean, you're
yes.
shaved.
Yes.
And then what do? You take a bath before you do the scene?
Always.
Do you douche? Or
douche
just,
yes,
everything.
Both. Yes, I do.
Wow, see, that's a...
Yes, back to front.
That is a very, really?
Yes.
Now, do you use a flavored douche? Or
no, because I haven't allowed, I get allergic, just a natural.
Okay,
natural.
And do you do like an enema or anything like that in the other area? In the other area?
I have done that.
Really?
Yes, okay. I have.
Well, that's very thoughtful.
To be clean, yes.
So if I ever do a scene with her, then I know that she's going to be clean as a whistle, so that's good. But she doesn't do men, so.
Don't do men, sorry.
I don't do porn anyway. But so if we have to recommend like another girl to do a scene with her, we'll say that Cassandra is always clean.
Okay, now let's talk about when you did your solo masturbation scenes, you started in your head and you got into it, you know.
Right.
Okay. Now, when you're with a girl, this could be a girl you don't know and it could be a girl that you do know.
Right.
How do you sort of get from, you know, meeting each other in an office to, you know, 69ing each other? I mean, how does that sort of, you know, process go from the mental to the actual physical that you're actually able to, you know, sort of create this thing that's believable when someone's watching?
When someone's watching, you know what? You do start to get into it. I mean, I have scenes where they said, Cassandra, we want more of this, because they make and see me restraining a little bit.
Right,
so, you know, I just have to put my,
she's
put
a good
my
actress,
head there.
She said.
I just have to put my head, you know, into it. I'm like, okay, we can do this.
But do you guys sit down and talk first? Do you have a drink together first? I mean, how do you, like,
we, you know
together
what? Most
get,
of the
you
time,
know,
you know, before, like the night before, we, you know, we all, everyone get together, we have dinner or stuff, so we, everyone can meet.
It's like a date, John.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get to. I mean,
well,
how do you go from,
like,
you know.
We don't just like, bam, here you are. So most of the time, you know, if I'm working with someone, you know, I hook up with them, you know, to talk or whatever, to say what we're used to and what we like and what we don't like.
Gotcha. So you have rules ahead of time.
Yes, yes, yes. And we know what, you know, what they want, and this is how we're going
to
play
it. Did you ever meet with a girl and it's just, she's like, oh, you can do anything you want to me, pretty much?
Oh, yes. Definitely. And they wanted to do everything to me, too. So.
And then you got to give them your list, because you have a list, obviously. Now, what don't you do?
Other than men.
Yeah. If she's going to be with a woman, what's your no list?
No, with a woman, I just won't do a strap-on.
Okay, you don't like that.
No, I don't like that.
Okay.
Pretty much.
You don't like wearing one.
I won't wear one
or receive one.
Okay, no, that's cool. Definitely not.
Okay. It's too manlike, I guess.
Right? Just that I'm not into it.
Right,
it's
not a good replication.
Yeah, how long was it?
Not to say, I mean, you said to be used. I mean, I don't, you know, want to, not saying if it was a man doing that, then, you know, no, I wouldn't have a problem.
Okay.
But a woman, you know.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I got it. We're keeping separate,
right,
but equal. Let's talk a little bit about the masturbation. I saw Jeff, when we started mentioning it, was getting excited about that. Okay. And so
I completely understand your whole shtick now.
What?
When you wanna extrapolate what's in your mind.
No, I watched.
You wanna talk about,
well, I see Jeff was jerking off in the corner.
No,
when you were describing everything
that.
Except the strap-on. Jeff will later this night go up and extrapolate your breast in his brain.
Jeff can't receive any kind of criticism. No, what I was saying to you is I saw that you responded favorably, meaning that this was a good topic to talk about.
Actually, I was waiting for John to get back to it because he cut you off about 20 minutes ago. So that's.
No, you thought he was going to talk about it, right?
Yeah, and then you started asking some weird shit.
Right, I know. You wanted to hear about it, so I'm gonna talk about it now.
Go ahead, Dave.
All right, thank you. Now, when you do the masturbation scene, how long will a typical masturbation scene like last? I mean, for you, at least.
I could come up with a scenario. Mm-hmm. It's very sensual. Mm-hmm. Usually, I can do, a 30... 45 minutes.
Wow, that's long.
And, you know, the first time we'll do like 20 minutes, mm-hmm. and then like, okay, take a break, and then after the first come, then first one or two, and then like take a break.
Well, how many times do you come in 30 minutes?
I've done it about 4 or 5 times.
Wow, actually. I want to party with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Do you do anything, you know, freaky when you come, or you don't like squirt or anything like that?
No, I've never done that.
All right.
Although I, you know, I've heard stories, but no, I have never done
that. John has a lot of stories about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
John says he has the ability to teach someone how to do that. Yeah.
Well, that's an option.
I've never met a woman who couldn't.
Oh, he's good then.
You'll have to describe that to us, the procedure at some point. Time.
No problem. We'll do a video. I'm sure I can get somebody to do it.
I think you got someone from last week.
Yes, I would say so.
The girl from last week. Which thing is that?
She wasn't into it, but she'll definitely do it for you.
That's right. Anything for John Romano. Right? One and only John Romano.
There's only one. So you brought some films.
These are basically my tapes.
So let's pop one in and see what pops up.
Well, we'll look at them later.
Take a look at them later. But these are basically some of my tapes that I do.
She's got Rolling in the Hay here. And she's,
for some reason, the Welcome Back Kotter music should be going on.
She's sitting on a hay bale here. That looks pretty good. That one's not really, I don't know if I'm into hay. She's got Good Morning with the dildo in the mouth. I think that's, I would enjoy that a little bit more.
Right.
Now, you go by Cassie. Is that your name?
That is correct.
Okay, that's
yes.
your name. And Cassie wakes up hot and horny for a big cock. Okay.
That's not big fake cock.
Right. And then this one's called, John, you'll like this one, Cassie Toss and Salad.
This is my favorite.
Come on, let's get started. This is like a kitchen scene, John.
Ah.
You're a good cook.
Yeah.
What happened in Cassie Toss and Salad? What's that one about?
I have actually vegetables that I'm using as toys. Cucumbers.
Interesting.
Eggplants, carrots.
Eggplants.
Where are the eggplants?
What do you do with an eggplant?
He went inside my pussy. What do you think?
Really? You stuck an eggplant in your pussy?
Yes, I did.
What was the eggplant?
I had to, you know, I don't want to give the details, but we did it.
Wow.
Now, how long did that take?
I think we got her embarrassed.
Now, was it a Japanese eggplant? Those are little, you know. It's all Japanese things.
Was it one of the purple ones?
Yeah, it's a purple one.
Wow, they're all purple. That's a big one, John.
No.
Even the dogs are shocked. They're like, holy shit.
Now, of all the fruits and vegetables out there that are remotely phallic, what made you decide to tackle a freaking eggplant?
She worked her way up from the cucumber.
Did you? Yes. I mean, you had to start small, right?
Yes.
The gherkin, and then from there, the carrot,
cucumber, and then the eggplant was the last one.
What was it really?
You know everyone listening now is saying, what's the name of the video and where can I get it?
Do you sell these on your website?
Yes, I do.
What's the name of the website?
CassandraFloyd.com.
CassandraFloyd.com if you want to get this video. Toss in the salad. I think this is probably the best one. Kitchen, you know, especially if you're dieting. Imagine you're dieting, John, you're watching this. You're probably getting hungry as you're watching this thing.
I got a hankering to make a salad is what I got to do.
You don't, did you put vegetables in the other input, too?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Like the same. What's the biggest one you got in there?
Just, I think it's the carrot.
Oh, you just put a carrot.
Yes. Have you ever had a double vegetable DP?
No.
You know, you got DP'd with a vegetable. No,
so we do have something to aspire to.
Yes, we do.
That might be part two of that video. You might have to do another one. Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. When you put a vegetable in there, because it's not as like soft as like I guess or as pliable I guess is the term.
Well, you have to clean it up some, you know.
Well, I'm not talking about the, I know we're into cleanliness, but
no,
the
I'm
shape.
Saying the you
shave it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, no, eggplants are compliant. I mean, they're
no, I had to, you know, I'm giving away my stuff, but yes, I had to shave it down.
She had to reshape it a little.
Yes,
so I had to reshape it.
Yes, right. I had to reshape
that
it.
That makes sense.
Okay, yes, now, I had to reshape.
Now I get
it.
So you just didn't stuff a whole eggplant.
Oh, hell no.
That would have been something, though.
I don't think that's going to work.
If we get to that point, you just might as well give birth.
That's pretty close, Sean. You're right. Now, what went on in the haystack here that I'm looking at?
Some masturbating scene in the barn, actually, with my toys. The animals watching, and you know, and
what animals were there?
There were horses, actually, six
really?
Horses in
Mr.
the barn
Red.
During that time.
Wow,
yeah,
what do you? I'm not gonna even ask the question, I'm gonna get myself in trouble. Oh my god,
ask you, Dave.
Have you had in the course of your profession doing this, has there been any fantasies that you've discovered that you might want to act out on film?
That
you haven't done yet.
That right. I haven't done yet. Basically, I've I've done a lot. I mean, I haven't. You know, I'm always thinking of things, but I haven't. I have to say that most of them that I've done,
What we should do, John? We should start a thread on the 18 and over section on RX Muscle, and we should ask if anyone has any great fantasy scenes for Cassandra to possibly act out, and maybe you'll feel comfortable with one of them, and you can actually do another video. And
maybe
sell.
I will.
And
yeah.
I'm sure all the guys online will probably snatch it up, and girls for that matter.
Well, yeah, I actually my fan base is guys and girls.
Is
so
it?
Yes.
What would you say percentage wise?
I have more guys than girls, but yeah, you know, definitely. I got a good 20% women.
Mm. Do you get like a lot of people who like write you emails, like saying that they're in love with you,
God.
And that they want to marry
guys,
you, and they
want to? I have guys asking for my panty cum fill panties. They want.
Really?
They want some of my pubic hair. I'm like, that's not going to happen because I don't have none. So,
what do you think she can get for a pair of panties that have been used?
All day long, and you know what? They are so explicit. They want me to wear them for 3 or 4 days. You got to make sure that they've been worn.
Why don't you just give us your panties right now?
We will
what we can get for them.
Yes, I will.
Oh, okay.
Every now and then.
Do you go commando often?
Only when I'm around people that I don't, you know, I'm not familiar with.
You have panties on right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually I don't, but so
you are wearing them now?
Yes, I am.
So you have a pair you can take off.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she does.
does have a veggie takeoff. And now she feels comfortable with us. So
to finish my thought, I think she should remove those panties now, give them to us.
Hang in the studio?
Let's see what we can get for them.
John, you do need to pay some bills, I think. You owe me a little rent.
I think we should either
do this on my... But there has to be a partnership here. I don't forget about my dollars now, okay?
I was in no way implying that we would keep the money. I was thinking, make your trip worthwhile to come out here, that we'll, where you're on the radio.
Let's have an auction.
Let's document the fact that we're getting the panties, right? And then we'll start a thread, and we'll see who wants to buy them.
How long have you been wearing them for? A couple hours?
I guess.
You don't want to go upstairs and cry. You masturbated while in the car right over here.
You can go upstairs and come in them right now if you want.
Oh, God.
You know who's into panties like that? Jimmy the Bull. I'm not naming names. Jimmy the Bull asked some girl on our board to send him a pair of panties that she wore in the gym for a workout, and he wanted him to seal. He wanted her to seal them in a Ziploc bag and send them to
him. Well, most of them do. Yeah, these guys, I'm telling you, from underwear, mostly just anything on your body, bras or anything, anything like that. But mostly my thing is for panties. Mm. Panties they want,
Well, you got a nice ass.
I think we should try to see what we can get for a pair of your panties. Yeah, we don't want the money. It's just, you drove all the way out here.
I'm not hurting.
I was not implying that you were.
Leaving our comfort zone.
I would like to see what we could generate, what our website could generate.
He just wants me to come out my panties.
Pretty much, yeah.
We have a couple of pairs, don't we?
I could get you out of your panties from Washington. Okay?
Really?
I'm just thinking what our members, our listening audience would generate for her. That's all.
I bet you we'd get at least $200 for that pair.
I think we could.
Yeah,
maybe more.
Yeah.
I've sold some for more, but
really? Oh, so you have sold.
What's the most you've ever gotten?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have. Several.
What's the most you've ever gotten for a pair?
About 600.
Wow. Yes. What'd you have to do to those?
Well, I can't give the man secrets
So you had to do some. They had to leave some smells in them.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, does that ever make you feel kind of? I mean, do you just put them in the mail and forget about them, or do you think, wow, these weird fuckers out there?
You know, my thing is, just like, okay, whatever you're into. I mean, I'm pretty much, your thought comes across, oh, it may be gross, but you know what? If it's their fantasy, the closest thing of getting to me, fine.
I have less of a problem with a woman selling a pair of her panties than I have of a guy selling
panties. That's really bad, man.
Because like guys like Derek sell their underwear.
And Nasser.
Nasser sells that bothers me more. I don't know why.
A man?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know why. I wouldn't have it. I don't think I've asked for a guy's underwear, but...
No, but no women are asking. These are gay guys asking.
Oh, really? Yeah, they do.
The gay guys.
By all means.
Yeah. They want socks. They want old shirts.
And guys can smell nasty.
I also had some guys who wanted
me. I've seen Jimmy selling his underwear, can't you?
Or some kind of crazy trade situation he's got going on,
I had some guys all wanted me to put a strap on, actually, for them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Do them.
Guys you dated, you mean?
No.
Oh, just like regular guys?
Regular guys emailing me, wanting to be done with a strap on.
Do you ever have a guy ask you to diaper them?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
All right. What is the weirdest thing you've been propositioned for?
The weirdest thing.
I mean, you got to go beyond diapers and dildo and strap ons now. So the universe is yours, girl. Let's hear it.
I don't know. I have to say someone wanting to pay for my defecation.
Yeah, I was going to say shit. These are guys that they like to be shit on, John.
I have some, big money.
Really?
To shit on them or to smell them your shit?
Either one. They will actually say they will eat it. I'm like, oh, I swear to God. I am not kidding you.
I believe it, too.
That really grossed me out.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
And I'm like, I just...
What about your blood?
Never done the blood thing.
No, asked for it?
You know what? They have, but you know what?
They did.
DNA issues. I'm like, hell no.
Yeah, Although any bodily secretions...
Yeah, that's true. Same thing when I think about the people wanting cum-filled panties and stuff. I'm like, so...
Anyone who asks for something something that demented is definitely just into it for the sake of it. I don't believe anyone's trying to collect your DNA.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but I think it's some sick things that, you know, but when they ask for that, I'm like, oh my God. And this is a, you know, one of these guys that I have, he's a regular.
Really?
And he comes back and you change your mind.
Oh, they're always emailing you?
Yes.
So are all these confrontations email and snail mail, or do you ever actually
I get letters too, but mostly now since we have the internet, like before the internet being so big in the early 2000, you know,
a lot of regular mail.
Right. But now since the internet's there, 1, 2, 3 on a daily basis.
It's much easier to answer emails.
But you never do these. You never meet them. I have never met anyone.
No, she may sell a pair of panties though.
By all means. Clothing, you know, stuff like on my website.
Will they ever ask for like your dress or something like that?
Even on my website, I have, you know, stuff on my website that I worn.
Probably posing suits they want.
Underwear, lingerie. I do have that on my site. You know,
interesting. But now you're very out there and publicly. I mean, you're at the expos. You're with Denise. You're at the table.
Exactly.
Okay, so when these guys come up to you, I'm sure guys who have emailed you and mailed you.
Yes.
They go and say, I was the guy who wanted your.
They have said that. I'm like, oh my God.
You're not even embarrassed. You know what the funny thing is? There are always these like 400-pound rotund guys, or they're like 120-pound skinny guys.
They all live in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Why is that?
Or thereabouts.
New Jersey. They're all in New Jersey. They're all in New Jersey.
Yeah, but you know what? The Midwest. Don't forget the Midwest. Yeah. I have a lot of fans out
there.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah. In the Midwest. Well, I do.
I mean, you look at her. Look at that video. You can see her body. I mean, she's got a.
Oh, her body is banging.
I do have a lot of guys.
I'll never get that image out of my head of you outside the Tribeca Performing Arts Center in that, was it a brown sort of leather, some kind of animal skin, eel skin, some kind of skin. It was skin, and it was like skin tight, and damn. And it was like, you could put it in a peanut shell. It was nothing there.
Before we end, I'm going to ask you this one question. What if someone in the porn industry approached you and said, hey, look, we want to pay you $20,000 to do a porn scene with another guy because we think you're just smoking hot. Would you do it?
No.
What about $50,000?
Definitely not.
$100,000.
It doesn't matter.
This girl's got bad.
I'm dead serious about that. It's not like I haven't been asked.
Right.
You know, because this is a thing. There's different levels of muscularity with these women.
Right.
And I've gotten, you know, even from California, some of the big names.
I believe
who
it.
Wants me to do the point.
I believe it.
And will pay me this good money, but I just refuse not to.
Don't you think it's interesting that, you know, bodybuilding is such a body-specific pursuit, okay? When you look at the number of porn stars out there in, you know, L.A., where, you know, in the Valley, exactly, where it all comes through, there's literally tens, if not hundreds of thousands of women doing porn.
Exactly.
And there's five of them, if that, that are muscle chicks doing porn.
See, that's a new thing. You know, there's very little muscle chicks out there doing it.
Right.
And I think it's like a commodity. So, like, now is a time for women, you know, if you're muscular, if you want to get into it, it's a different type of porn.
But is it true that you guys actually make, I heard, and I think Denise told us this, or maybe even Nick Neruzio mentioned it to us, that the women bodybuilders actually get paid more money per scene than, say, some of the porn star women.
I would say yes.
Because there's such a commodity, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And so few of you.
If you went into the porn industry, they said you'd make less money.
If I went into the porn?
Yes.
Myself?
Yes. They said you're better off staying in this bodybuilding realm. You can make more money. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think that's true.
Because you'd have to do a lot more scenes to make the same money. That's what they were saying.
To make up the money.
Right.
I know what you're saying. You're saying to make in the real porn.
Right.
Scene.
And you could probably remember every scene you've ever done.
Exactly.
There hasn't been that many. But if you go into porn, they're going to want you to do like 5-10 scenes a week.
Do you mean going into porn as like a scaled down version of herself?
No,
or going into porn as a muscle girl.
Regardless.
Well, you can't say regardless.
No, I'm saying that if she says, as the way she looks now, if she decided, you know what, I'm quitting my job, I'm going into porn.
Right.
She'd make less money per scene. She'd have to do like 10 scenes a week,
really?
Probably, to make the same money that she was making probably doing one or two scenes a week.
It, and, you know, then again, it has to be deal with, like, what company? That's what it comes down to. I mean, there's a lot of sleazy companies, or there are more professional ones. And I think it's a matter of finding the company. You know, if you get a big one of the big industries, you can demand the money. I mean, because you got to know yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm marketable. Mm-hmm. How many of me is going to be there?
Right. Well, you're in a good position because you're not desperate for the money.
Well,
anyway,
that's the whole thing. Yeah. That's the deal. And that's the reason why I refuse to, you know, go and do things, because I'm not hurting for money.
They're either going to use you or they're not, and you don't care if they're
there. There you go. Yeah. That's how I look at it.
Well, that's a great way to live life. John, you have any final questions for the one and only Cassandra Floyd?
Yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
So let's just go over this website, CassandraFloyd.com. All your videos are available there. Panties and panty requests.
Yes,
right?
That is correct.
Wow.
Wait, I have one more question. How many videos have you done? How many are there out there? Just those three?
No, I have about, I think, 15, 17 now.
17 videos?
Yes.
All available
online.
On your website?
Yes, they are. Wow. Yes.
Can you get clips of them anywhere?
Maybe a personal one if you see one if that you like, maybe I'll get clips for you. Some of them I do have clips on the website in the members area. In the members area, there are clips of them.
And what does it cost to be a member on your site?
There's a monthly is $19.95.
That's a bargain, man.
And then the 3-day trial is $4.95.
Wow, you can't go wrong with that. Yes. For $5, guys, go sample our wares, and I'm telling you, you're going to like these DVDs. I can't wait to pop mine into the into the computer when John gets out of here.
That's cheap spanking material right there.
Nah, these are really pretty smoking hot videos, I got to tell you. Well, Cassandra, I want to thank you for taking time not only to be on the show, but to come into my house and into the studio here with the Whack Pack and talk to us and give us all the honest answers.
I really appreciate everything.
Very courageous woman. Yeah.
What are we going to see you on stage again?
I'm looking at July at the show in Connecticut.
Okay, the Europa show.
Yes, I'm looking forward to, and that's the one.
This is going
to
be your pro debut, right?
No, I did the one in Atlantic City.
Oh, you did do Atlantic City.
Yes. So,
okay, but you didn't. I don't think you were as conditioned.
You know something. You know the way I see it, Dave. It's a process, and you know each year I come back and do. You know, just improve.
She's a peanut butter slut. You're a cheater on your diet.
Well, I wouldn't. You know what? That's not. I wouldn't say no, because you know I'm not doing. Where, you know, let's just be honest here. I'm not doing what everybody's doing.
Right. No, we know that.
I know where my genetics can take me.
Right.
So, you know what? I'm doing the best to my ability.
It's hard.
So
you work a full-time job. I don't know how you even
two full-time jobs.
You know, so that's how it is.
Do you ever worry about this part of your, you know, life infiltrating or interfering with the bodybuilding?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. I don't, you know, whatever I'm doing, I'm not going to let bodybuilding interfere with my corporate job, because
it's tough. I don't know how you
I would never do that.
Right. No, I meant the other way around, about the porn interfering with the bodybuilding, so that, you know, they're maybe going to...
I would say in 13 years, nothing has happened, so, you know,
I've been a pro for 13 years.
I don't think they can.
You know something? It's like this. Let's put it this way. If I got to get flack about me being in porn with IFBB, it's no loss. I'm going to be honest with
you. That's a great position.
They don't really care about the women. You know, so, I have been told,
you know, they may look down. So what? I'm not making money. So what? Right. It doesn't matter to me. Right. I mean, I'm going to be straight up with you. You know, people don't understand the bodybuilding world is not as big as people think.
Yeah.
So therefore, when it comes, I mean, for the women.
They let you women do whatever you want because they know you're not making any money, and I think
there
that's why
go.
They let you guys do it.
I would have to say so.
The guys are different.
Well, the guys are different. You know, I can understand that, but you don't, you know. So if it comes, they say something, what can it, you know?
I mean, because Kai Greene got flack about the grapefruit. She's doing a whole kitchen here of her fruit, so they really don't care, because you know what? They know that the women make no money, and I think that that's the reason why they let them do what they want.
But I never heard of that, actually.
Kai Greene and the grapefruit?
No, with the women.
Oh.
If there was a problem. I never heard
I haven't
that.
Heard any problems
no,
yet.
I haven't heard.
Denise always has a front row seat at the Arnold Classic.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
well, we both are there. Yeah. At the front row.
But seriously, if this one here ever comes in shape, she's going to be dangerous.
No, you know something? I will. And that's why everything is done as a process.
She won her pro card at 90%.
Her body's sick. I'm telling you.
That's the whole thing. I don't do things in a hurry, in a rush. And I want to be around.
She's a late bloomer.
There you go. And it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
She'll probably win her first pro GoPro show at 50 years old.
Hey.
Parisa won one at 53.
I'm telling you. So, and you know what? That's okay by me.
You just keep getting better and better.
There you go.
And you keep wearing those outfits and we'll constantly have a smile on our face.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Cassandra.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, John, you know, Cassandra Floyd. Oof, that's a lot of women, wouldn't you say?
I think it's just enough.
That's a lot of women. I love the brutal honesty because, you know, you can't fault someone who's got the boundaries in their life that they've set for themselves. They have the convictions and they don't go past that line, you know, no matter what. No money, nothing could buy them past that line. And I can respect that.
I think actually it makes her hotter than if she was all over the place, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, you can only go so far.
Well, I think it's more respectable. Right. And, you know, it's more admirable. So, you know, I dig that.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll have to tell Jimmy. Maybe he'll want to purchase a pair of her panties on the website. Or maybe he can swap her out. So she's into white men. So,
yeah, but I don't think she's into Jimmy the Bull's undies. So
You never know. So
I'm pretty confident, and I'm sitting right across from her, and I can pretty much tell you that she would not be paying for Jimmy the Bull's
undies. Jimmy's a very emotional guy, and he's a very cleanly guy. Remember he told us a couple times about that.
I don't care if he's dunking Clorox.
She's a great
going there.
Well, you know, John, we're out of time again, and we had another fantastic episode. I didn't think we could actually outdo last week's, and we might have just about met the same line of expectation. And I gotta be thankful that Cassandra was so nice to come to our house.
Totally.
All right. Until next time, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, with Sex and Muscle Radio,
the truth squirts.
Gracias for listening to Sex and Muscle Radio. Tune in next week for more sex and more muscle at the same time. Adios y no me jodan.